A new report finds major household cleaning product makers are withholding ingredient information, putting consumers at a disadvantage. Clean and Healthy New York looked into ingredient disclosure by major cleaning product manufacturers. The report found that four of the five companies are substantially in compliance with California legal requirements, but none of the companies have incorporated 50% of New York State best management practices. Clean and Healthy New York Deputy Director Bobby Wilding.
We looked at 20 products from five major manufacturers to assess what they're doing to conform with both New York State's best management practices and California law when it comes to disclosing ingredients and the hazard that those ingredients might pose. And what we found is that no company has adopted all of the expanded disclosure components that New York has in its best management practices.
Wilding says 7th Generation and RB, makers of products like Lysol and Easy-Off, scored highest for their levels of disclosure.
RB has produced an excellent website that provides detailed information in ways that are very accessible and has adopted a number of key components of the New York best management practices.
According to CHNY, ingredients in cleaning products have long been obscured to consumers. Wilding says chemicals present in some common household cleaners have been found to increase the risk of cancer, asthma, birth defects, and other serious chronic medical conditions. More notably, the use of cleaning supplies has grown exponentially since the coronavirus outbreak. CHNY found sales of aerosol disinfectants, bath and shower wipes, and multipurpose cleansers have grown by 385, 180, and 148% respectively. She adds, it is difficult to tell when companies aren't fully transparent. CHNY is calling on the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to adopt the best management practices as regulations. DEC responded to a request for comment by email, saying in part it, quote, will implement cleaning product disclosure requirements for ingredients and other information through regulation. DEC began the process by holding a public meeting and seeking stakeholder input on the topic. We are taking input from the public and stakeholders while DEC develops a formal regulatory proposal, which is expected to be announced later this year. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.